Vice President John Dramani Mahama has announced the setting up of a shared development board that will ensure that problems affecting the industry are solved. The board, which is a key manifesto promise, will be mandated, amongst other things, to get recommended prices for shea nut research and streamline activities of the industry. The move is to ensure that there are adequate returns for the mutual benefit of women at the grassroots who pick the shea nut. Mr. Mahama was opening a two-day share conference in Accra. Pascaline Adadivo reports.
Share nuts come from millions of trees growing in the Sahel region, stretching from Senegal to Uganda. As many as 4 million women sustain their livelihood by collecting the nuts, which are sold out for processing. Over the past 15 years, shea has become a highly sought-after ingredient for food production and natural cosmetics. What the conference seeks to do is to promote shea internationally, establish quality standards, and facilitate information exchange between shareholders. Vice President Mahama acknowledged the essential benefits of shea to the world's food industry. He said in Ghana, shea is coterminous to the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority SADA belt, which seeks to solve the poverty situation in the north as well as enable the women who pick the nuts to derive some benefits.
With tremendous growth comes tremendous responsibilities. The expansion of the share industry demonstrates that we can use it to fuel the engine of economic growth, not only for Ghana but for all countries in the Sahel region. Picking and processing of shea nuts in Ghana is undertaken by the poorest and most vulnerable of our society, that is the northern woman. Millions of rural women and children who collect shea nuts and drive this industry must see the benefits of that hard work. Too many of our rural women do not derive adequate rewards for picking shea nuts, and that explains why a significant proportion of shea nuts simply go uncollected. There is enormous potential for continued growth in the use of shea in international markets, and I therefore expect the Alliance members to work together.
Pascaline Adadivo's report.